This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, been looking forward to talking to you this afternoon. Everything that you have raised for discussion this afternoon looks like fun.
I'm glad to hear that. So shall we start with Amazon Prime Video?
Let's start wherever you want. I'm happy to do that. What do you mean that it gets RAND support?
Yeah, so until now, if you were a subscriber of Amazon Prime Video, then you were paying in dollar, and at some point in euro, apparently. So your subscription fee every month was linked to how poorly or well, I guess, on the odd occasion, the RAND was doing. So now it's set at a flat 79 RAND per month, regardless of what the exchange rate is doing, which actually works out to a price cut. You're actually paying less for Amazon Prime Video per month now than you would have been. And the saving is due to not only the RAND dollar exchange rate, but also whatever you might have been paying in currency conversion fees, which is sometimes like 2.5 up to 3% almost of the transaction. So yeah, you save all that.
Jan, I'm gonna stop you there. Just a moment. We've got a horrible issue with reception on our side. We're gonna call you back in just one moment, and hopefully you won't sound like you're talking to us from underwater anymore. Hopefully it'll be crystal clear, and we can get to talk about all these really other interesting issues that you wanted to raise with us this afternoon. Ryan, are you back with me? Not underwater this time.
Hi. Yeah. So it sounds like my.
Much better.
Like my Bluetooth headset was giving trouble. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you like you're standing next to me, which is fantastic. So let's go on. It is interesting that Amazon Prime did that, especially since the RAND has tanked. That was a really good time to do that. And then talking about prices and related issues, 1 liter of petrol. How much are we actually paying for is petrol, and how much is other stuff?
Right, yeah, so there's that aspect to it, but one last thing I wanted to say about Amazon Prime Video is that they did this just in time for the launch of the new Wheel of Time series, which I've been quite excited for. So that launched on Friday, and then over that same weekend, they introduced RAND support. Regarding our petrol test, so a couple of things is, yes, firstly, we pay an inordinate amount of tax on our petrol. Plus, there's the issue of the petrol price, the wholesale and retail petrol price being regulated. Government determines what the profit margins are that wholesalers and retailers of petrol can make. But then we took that a step further and actually went to a bunch of petrol stations and asked them to give us a liter of petrol each.
Oh, wow.
To see how that works out.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that none of them are trying to cheat us.
Okay. So we're getting a liter.
Yeah. So we got a liter from each of them. When we measured it, it was within a margin of error. So like, you know, the lowest it went was like 990 milliliters. And that could have just been an error in our measuring device.
Oh, wow. That is good news and good to know. Thank you for that. That's going to make us feel a lot better this afternoon. Other issue that made me smile was this issue of a TV license amnesty for South Africa on the cards. I mean, what percentage of TV owners even own a license?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's difficult to know. But what we do know is the percentage of people actually paying their TV licenses, and it's getting to the 20% mark.
Oh, wow.
Very, very few people. SABC is seeing like an 80% delinquency in TV license recoveries, or close to it. Depending on how you measure it, actually. The SABC is reporting over 80%, but if you do the division yourself, then you actually get to under 80%. But the bottom line is that very few people in this country that are even registered to pay their TV licenses are paying their TV licenses. And so what the Minister of Communications is proposing, Kumbutso Ncheveni, is that an amnesty be provided to people who have not been paying their TV licenses. And for the simple reason, I think, to get rid of the administrative burden on the SABC, because the SABC is paying an incredible amount of money to try and debt collect these TV licenses, and that money could be better spent elsewhere.
But the truth is then we just are all going to be hit because of our smartphones and our tablets and whatever it is. They're not going to let us off. They're going to come up with something different.
Yeah, flat tax. Yeah. So what the SABC is pushing for and what we're seeing being pushed for from all over the industry, in fact, including OTA, the same institution that is vehemently opposed to e-tolls,
yes,
the Organization for Undoing Tax Abuse, they are advocating just a flat household tax. You know, get rid of this TV license nonsense and just tax every household in South Africa the equivalent of the 265 rand a year for the TV license fee. And then that would also remove a major administrative burden off of the SABC and not push that administrative burden down onto DStv or Netflix,
yeah,
which is the other thing that the SABC has been proposing.
Our last issue this afternoon, and it's really interesting because Black Friday is just around the corner. You say you tested Game's Black Friday price beat promise, and did it work out as well as the petrol did?
Yes, it was actually great. Game redeemed itself. We tested the price beat promise before Black Friday, and there was a bit of a communication issue. They refunded us, but there was just a major communication problem with the online customer service rep. This time around, everything went smoothly, and we've actually tested it in two scenarios now. We've gone into the actual shop and done it there, and we've done it again online, because Game said that they were going to address the issues that we had highlighted last time. And it just worked smoothly. And so part of what Game is trying to do here is there's a lot of, there could be hesitance from people going, you know, I don't want to buy this thing because just now there's a better deal around the corner on Black Friday. And so what Game is saying is, no, you can, you know, if we have a thing, buy it from us. And if you get a better price on this within the Black Friday period, right, so they've got like a set amount of time on it. I think it's 2 weeks or something, a week or 2 weeks. If you get a better price, you come back to us, show us the proof that there was this better price, and we will refund you the difference plus an extra 10% on that difference.
Wow, that's putting your money where your mouth
is. And that worked out. They delivered exactly on that promise when we tested them.
Jan, that is absolutely amazing to know. Thank you for doing all this legwork for us, and thank you for talking to me this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. Have a great afternoon further.